You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. The House Commerce and Trade Committee will be holding a hearing today on a bill to eliminate daylight savings time here in Michigan. Sponsors say the twice-a-year time changes are disruptive, making employees late to work, and negatively affecting how students perform at school. Meanwhile, Spectrum Health, Big Rapids, and Reed City Hospitals are set for another Medication Take-Back Day next week. The Take-Back program is a partnership with the 1016 Recovery Network. Over the last year, the program has served 221 people, collecting 359 pounds of medication and 287 pounds of needles. Unwanted medications are accepted that include over-the-counter medications, prescriptions, liquids, inhalers, ointments, pet medications, and needles. The event will be held from 3 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 28th in the main lobby of the Reed City Family Practice, and again from 3 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, March 30th at the Big Rapids Hospital main lobby. Mecosta County Senior Center officials are reacting to President Donald Trump's proposed funding cuts for Meals on Wheels. Tim Burke has more.
A lot has been in the news recently on how President Trump's proposed budget will affect the Meals on Wheels program. Mecosta County Commission on Aging Meals and Health Coordinator Sean Sredesis says she's taking a wait-and-see approach.
I have learned from past experiences that what they say is going to happen and what actually happens sometimes is two different things. So I never really cry over spilt milk until I actually see the spilt milk.
Sredesis says although they receive about $77,000 per year in federal funding for their Meals on Wheels program, much of that is from the Older Americans Act, which is not being targeted for cuts in the new budget.
For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
A new telehealth law goes into effect today in Michigan. It involves using telecommunications technology to offer virtual health services and to share health-related information. Telehealth is a booming industry, and there are many apps that you link with your on-demand doctors that will treat you virtually 24/7. Under the new law, doctors can remotely prescribe medication via telemedicine, except for controlled substances. A new vaccination campaign is being launched by Michigan health officials to prevent serious diseases among children. The iVaccinate campaign will use television, radio, social, and outdoor advertising to stress the importance of vaccinations. Michigan currently ranks 43rd in the U.S. for immunization coverage among the youngest children and only 54% among Michigan toddlers. As we move ahead into the springtime, the city of Big Rapids will be focusing on its crumbling sidewalks. Tim Burke has the story.
Some new sidewalks are on schedule for Big Rapids. The City Commission passed a resolution for a special assessment to fix crumbling walkways in a number of areas around the city at Monday's meeting. City engineering technician Matt Ruel says there's always more to fix than there is money to fix it.
Generally, I tried to concentrate on areas where we're doing road construction. Also, just walked Big Rapids and tried to fix the worst spots first.
Ruel says a request for bids on the project has already been sent to prospective contractors, and he expects construction to get underway sometime in May after they're sure the freeze-thaw cycle is done. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.